July 21st was a big day for banks and the beginning of the Volcker Rule's compliance regime. That rule, a cornerstone of the Dodd-Frank Act, prohibits proprietary trading activities at federally insured banks. In our latest podcast, we talked to Chris Scarpati, a partner in PwC's financial regulation practice, about what the deadline entailed and what's ahead for these financial institutions. We asked Scarpati for his assessment of how prepared banks were for the deadline.
I think generally banks were mostly ready. It's important to remember that while Tuesday the 21st was a very significant milestone with respect to the rule becoming effective, the nine largest banks out there have already been reporting metrics to the regulator since September of last year. So by virtue of having this deadline, a different deadline in advance of the July 21 conformance date of this past Tuesday, banks have had a lot more time and have been conforming their activity pretty much since the last year. So by virtue of the fact that they've already had to report metrics, in addition to the fact that there has been a significant amount of lead time between when the final rule came out and when and Tuesday, banks have pretty much, largely completed the exercise.
Were there complications, concerns, a call for more guidance?
Generally speaking, there's been a real desire out there in the industry for further guidance from the regulators, that which has yet to be received. So, banks really have gone on their own best judgment on how to implement components of the rule. And what's the other important thing to realize about the rule is that very little is clear and prescriptive and straightforward in the rule. And therefore, it requires a significant amount of interpretation to really try to get at what the rule is asking for, and ultimately to build a compliance program around it. Regarding complications with respect to implementation and readiness for the Tuesday date, generally not necessarily complications as much as there have been hiccups along the way. The banks that have been reporting metrics since September continued to refine their data sets. Typical problems that you see with any IT implementation around accuracy, completeness, and timeliness of data has been an issue and a challenge for banks, with many banks having to re-report data that prior month's metrics because of issues that were discovered only after the fact for a given month. It's typical challenges and hiccups and bumps in the road like that, and more than it is complications.
That is interesting, given that there was so much consternation about what had to be done.
I mean, look, the rule is very vast in scope and, pretty much touches every function within the bank across the front, middle, back office. First, second, and third lines of defense are involved. So therefore, looking at that, there continues to be a tremendous amount of work that has been required and will continue to be required as we move now into, the supervision process.
What's next for banks, and what remains to be done for their Volcker Rule compliance?
So up until now, the banks have been very focused on July 21st, right, this Tuesday. So I think what you will see across the street is a shifting. There's really two areas where banks will pivot their Volcker programs. One is moving from implementation to optimization, and two is starting to focus on the independent testing and CEO attestation requirement. So if I could touch upon each of those separately to further explain, the comment around shifting from implementation to optimization, what I mean by that is up until now, banks, again, continue to be focused on Tuesday being ready for the compliance effective date. And the analogy or the characterization I like to use is stumbling towards compliance, lots to do, very little time to get it done in. Implementation has taken place, but in some cases, it's not fully optimized. And, you know, what I mean by that is certain processes or controls may not be automated, processes may not be fully fit for purpose. So I think what you're going to see is banks starting to, shifting back to looking at those processes and that implementation and those controls and starting to optimize them, automate them, et cetera, you know, on an as-needed basis. And then with respect to my second point around CEO attestation and independent testing, really, you know, I as I'm sure you know, the rule requires testing to be a date to be selected for independent testing for CEO attestation sometime from Tuesday, but no later than March 31st of 2016. So in order to attest to the fact that the bank has a compliance program that's reasonably designed, a significant amount of testing needs to be conducted and executed to ensure that the controls and the compliance program are operating effectively.
Can we tell yet what the market impact might be?
A market impact, not necessarily. I would say, first of all, banks have largely exited their Brightline prop trading businesses, you know, post the financial crisis of 2008. Okay, so and I would say that not necessarily because of Volcker, but if we think a little bit broader beyond Volcker around some of the capital and liquidity rules that either have been mandated or will be mandated in the form of Basel III, liquidity coverage ratio, supplemental leverage ratio, those mandates probably will impact liquidity more so than Volcker. Now, is Volcker a driver for potentially a reduction in liquidity? I would say yes, but it's not the primary driver. And the rationale there is, the intent of the rule is to limit the amount of risk a bank can take on at any given time. So if I extend that logic, if I am limited from taking a large amount of risk, then I am limited in the amount of revenue that I can generate for the bank, which, as you know, the banks generate their money by their revenue by taking on risk. So to what degree Volcker will actually impact the market, you're correct. My crystal ball is probably not any more clear than or clearer than yours is in that respect. Remains to be seen, but will there be an impact? I would say yes.
That's all the time we have for today. We've been talking to Chris Scarpati, a partner in PwC's financial regulation practice, about the recent July 1st Volcker rule deadline. I'm Joe Mon, staff writer for Compliance Week. Thank you for listening.